it's not that just teachers leave students alone and say, well, you've got to do it yourselves. That's no good. You've got to set up mechanisms that would develop the small student-centred learning within a framework of intellectual traditions and set by disciplines and that sort of thing. I don't think you can just walk away from that. You'd be a laughingstock. And indeed, some years ago, some former polys, post-1992 universities, there were one or two degrees called independent study, which meant people just did what they wanted, liked and finished up with nothing because they didn't have any kind of disciplinary adherence. They didn't have any area of expertise like Russian studies or whatever. They just bits of this and bits of that, a complete waste of their time. When I started teaching, all undergraduates, more or less, were full-time. And most of them had enough resources to enable them to spend all their time working on their academic things. And then the funding system for students changed, and other things in their lifestyle changed, and now it seems to me that probably most undergraduates are actually working full or part-time. And so their connection with the department, which the course with the sociology has changed. That needs to be taken into account. And so, I think that has a direct bearing on this issue of research-based teaching. If it is the case that so many students are now spending so much of their time working for money, I wonder how those group-based projects can actually be done. There would be new problems about that. At the moment, it's very much on a voluntary basis, and I guess the students who choose to do that kind of work are the ones who know they've got the time, or who can make the time to spend on it. There are so many others I find are increasingly inflexible about the number of hours they spend on the campus. They have very limited time to come here, and they have particular days, and if you ask them to do something or to come to something on a day they don't do it, it's impossible. So in principle, I am in favour of it, but I think the material conditions in which it would be done are not ideal at the moment. Of course, if the students received honoraria or stipends or something that in effect paid them to do it, it might be different.